That's good for growing vegetables, watermelons, and corn, and stuff of that nature, tomatoes. There's some over here not too far from the other side of the road, but it's got that sandy land.
What would you call a kind of soil that's a kind of a combination of sand and clay? Is there a name for soil like that, or would you just say it's a combination of sand and clay?
I guess it'd just be a mixture of two different soils.
Okay, okay. Let's see. What would you call a narrow arm of the sea that comes inland a little bit? This is pretty far from the ocean, to be asking a question like that.
You mean where the water comes up in?
Yeah, narrow kind of thing. Do you have a name for something like that?
I don't know what it'd be called.
Okay. What would you call a little thing across the road that rainfall washes out sometimes?
A little gully.
Okay, okay. Are there any other names for it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What would you call a gully that was real big and deep and that sometimes had a stream running along through the bottom of it? Would that still be a gully, or would it be?
It'd be a ravine, I believe.
Okay, okay. What are some creeks around here?
Creek?
Uh-huh.
Bird Creek. And Big Allen. Williamson Branch. Donahue. I believe that's all I can think of right around here.
Yeah. Where does Big Elm Creek go? Do you know? I have a particular interest in that creek because I think that's the one that starts up at St. Joe. You know, up there, way up there west of Gainesville. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but I used to go to a camp in the summer up there, and that's where Big Elm Creek starts, I think, if it's the same one.
But I imagine it flows into the Little River, somewhere down there, but that's funny, I don't know where, and I've been there always.
I don't know where it goes either, I just wonder.
I don't know. I sure don't.
Okay. Was there a creek near the farm where you, where you work?
No.
Let's see. What would you call a big rise in the land?
Hill.
Okay. What do you call that thing on the door there that you turn to?
Knob.
Okay. Would you ever use knob to refer to something that's like a hill?
Yeah, the knob down here between here and Rogers, a bunch of land down there that's called knobs. And it's hilly.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh. Do they look different from regular hills, or are they just...
Yeah, they're kind of close together and kind of bunched up, and they kind of like the peel on an orange. You know, there's no flat land in between them. Just one knob to the other.
Like that. Let's see. What would you call a great big hill? I mean, higher than hill.
I'll call it a mountain.
Okay. What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
Cliff.